it. Nothing to rearrange. Sometimes you just get a feeling like you need some kind of change. No matter what the odds are this time, nothing's gonna stand in my way. This flame in my heart, like a long lost friend, gives every dark street a light at the end. Standing tall on the wings of my dream, rise and fall on the wings of my dream. The rain and thunder, the wind and haze, I'm bound for better days. Nothing's gonna stop me now.
Falky, if you give away any more stuff to the neighborhood clothing drive, you're not gonna have anything left for yourself.
Well, Cousin, I like to live by one principle. Happy is the heart of the cheerful giver. Besides, these aren't my things, they're yours.
Mine? Wait a minute. This is my high school chorus jacket. There are a lot of memories in this jacket.
Maybe you should take some of the memories out of the jacket.
I don't understand. This always fit me perfectly.
Now, Cousin, hiding is not the answer.
Oh, my Lord! I've gained 7 pounds!
Hi, Becky!
Hello! Hello.
We'll be in Australia all week, so we thought we'd drop these clothes off now.
I hope it helps.
Oh, thank you. These are beautiful. Cousin, look the beautiful things they bring me.
All that stuff is too big for us now.
Now you can take this, too.
Harry, this is a nice jacket. Why don't you want it?
Well, for one thing, it's out of style now.
And for another thing, he gained 7 pounds and it don't fit.
Of course, most of it's muscle.
You look just fine, doesn't he, Marianne?
Well, if I'd gained 7 pounds, I'd die.
I think a little tummy on a man is cute. Let's go, Marianne. We'll see you guys Saturday, okay?
Bye, Valky.
Did you hear that? Jennifer thinks that you and your tummy are cute.
Sure. Like the Pillsbury Doughboy is cute. All right. No need to panic.
Well, I wasn't aware I was panicking.
Let's see. Jennifer and Marianne get back in 7 days. If I lose a pound a day, I can do it. Oh. I'll eat nothing and exercise continually.
Now, Cousin, you know how much I think of you and that I have your best interest at heart. So you've got to believe me when I tell you, no way.
You don't think I can do this, huh? Well, I guess you don't know Larry Appleton as well as you think you do. All this takes is self-discipline, sheer iron-willed self-discipline.
Well, you wouldn't have to iron your will so much if you let me put you on the Meepos diet.
The Meepos diet? Oh, the Meepos diet? What do? Cut down on the pig snout?
No, it isn't the pig snout itself that's fattening. It's all that junk you put on top of it.
The Meepos diet, please. A country whose king weighs 300 pounds.
He has a gland problem.
Doctor, you told me he holds the world record for eating jelly donuts.
He's also very competitive.
If I'm going to go on a diet, I choose an American diet. We know about dieting. We happen to be the fattest country in the world. Nah, the only diet I need is the Larry diet. And all it takes is willpower. And when it comes to food, I am Mr. Willpower.
Wait, cousin, if you just let me put you on the Meepo's diet.
Forget the Meepo's diet.
Yes, but listen to
me. Balky, listen very carefully to what I'm about to say. I don't want to hear another word about the Meepo's diet in my lifetime.
Well, don't worry about that, Mr. Gutbuster.
I noticed earlier this evening the refrigerator needed a good cleaning.
So, this is what happens to Mr. Willpower when the sun goes down.
Okay, I'm lying. You were right. I can't do this on my own. All that exercise and no food, that's no way to lose weight. I don't know what I was thinking. You were right. I was wrong. I'm gonna need some help after all. So, maybe you could give me that Meepo's diet.
Let me get this straight. You want me to give you that Meepo's diet?
Yes, give me the Meepo's diet.
Well, I'm going to have a little bit of trouble with that. Why? Because I'm not allowed to mention it in your lifetime.
You're not going to make this easy for me, are you?
No.
Balky, please.
Well, now, cousin, we don't want to be hasty. Are you sure you want to give up the Larry diet?
You know, the one where you eat nothing all day and then at night you eat everything in the refrigerator except the light bulb?
Yes.
You did leave the light bulb, didn't
yes.
you?
Oh, yes, I did. I renounce the Larry diet. Now will you give me the Meepo's diet?
I can't.
Why not?
You made fun of my king.
I'll take it back. I love the king. I'm sorry about his gland problem.
He has big bones, too.
The biggest. The best. He is the envy of monarchs everywhere. He is.
I think you are just saying that so that I'll give you the Meepo's diet.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Yes, I am.
All right, cousin. I'll give you the Meepo's diet.
No, thank you.
But only because you're so pathetic.
Thank you. Balky, I don't have to eat any strange native dishes, do I?
Well, of course you don't. Don't be ridiculous. You're not allergic to fish eye soup, are you? Oh. Well, it's not as bad as it sounds.
Balky, if I go on the Meepo's diet, you have to help me not to cheat. Will you do that?
Of course I will.
I want you to promise me you won't let me eat anything that's not on the diet.
You want me to promise?
Yes.
Yes. dead. I did it.
What did you just do to me?
I just performed the Meepos ritual of promise.
Am I still a Presbyterian?
It means the earth may crack, the sky may fall, but I will never, never, never break my promise.
You won't?
What did I just say?
See how much weight I've lost. I can't believe it! I've lost 3 pounds! The Meepos diet works. Valky, thank you.
Oh, cousin, you don't need to thank me.
Oh, yes, I do.
No, 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 you
yes,
don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't. Cut it out. No.
You know, Valky, I bet if I weigh myself without my shoes on, Valky. -5 pounds? What did you do to the scale?
I was afraid you'd get discouraged, so I fixed it.
2 pounds? I've gained 2 pounds?
Yes, yes, you did.
Valky, I gained weight. I could have eaten chocolate and gained weight. Instead, I spent 4 days eating fish eyes and pig snout and little squishy things I don't even want to know about.
Oh, those are...
I don't want to know!
Now, listen, cousin... Let me explain to you. The first few days of the Meepos diet, you bloat up a little bit. But the weight will go away, you'll see.
It will?
Of course it will. Now come and have something to eat, you'll feel better.
Fish eye soup again?
Fish eye soup again. Soup is good food. Now, I want you to eat it while it's hot. If you let it get cold, the eyes will get tough.
Hello, Pioli's Pizza? This is Larry Appleton. Yes, it's me again. I want that pizza now. Because there is a man here who has not had real food for 5 days, and he is very, very hungry. It's here. You have a nice day now. Valky! I thought you were out collecting clothes for the poor.
Well, of course, and I was. Look how generous people were. They give me the pants off their backs.
Valky, that's not enough. Winter is coming. Go back out there and get wool. What am I saying? Wool is itchy.
Who's that man?
Census taker. 2. You know, I tell you what, I've lost quite a few inches around the old middle. And a lot of my clothes just are way too big for me. Why don't you go back, go through my closet, and take whatever you like?
Well, Colton, you know, you were already so generous this morning.
I don't mind being generous again. Sorry, I wanted it to be a surprise. It's his birthday. You keep the change now.
You know, this shirt, I think, still fits you.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Did you get the sweaters?
What sweaters?
All my cashmere sweaters! Take them! Take them!
Should be ashamed of yourself.
Well, you know, ordinarily I would be ashamed of myself, but... Hey, I decided I don't need to lose all that weight anyway. I'm perfectly happy the way I am. I'll go get the pizza. Oh, I know. It's the promise thing, right? Valky, you can forget about your promise. And we can go on with our lives. I'll go get the pizza. Valky. Valky, Valky. This isn't Nepos. It's America. People break promises all the time. That's why we have all that Indian land. I'll go get the pizza. Okay, forget about the pizza. You know, I don't even know why we're having this discussion. The diet is over, and that's that. I mean, just a few extra pounds, I can learn to live with it. Hey, it may be a good thing. The world loves a fat man. Tell you what, I'm going to go out and grab a bite to eat.
You're not going anywhere.
I'll stay. I'll be good. Just put me down.
What was that?
Come this way. Oh, goodness gracious. Those are cookies. I wonder who put them there.
I bet it wasn't the Cookie Monster.
Hey, I don't know what you're talking about. Those things have probably been in the couch for years. I bought it used.
Well, I just have to look myself. Aha! Is this all of it?
Yes.
You know, I can always tell when you're lying because you say everything twice.
I'm not lying. I am not lying.
Well, then I will find the things myself and I'll use your conscience as my guide.
I am ashamed. I want to thank you for saving me from myself. Thank you. Thank you. You're a real friend. I'm eating this, and you can't stop me. Stay back! I'm not afraid to use this.
All right. Go ahead. Eat your stupid doughnut.
What?
Go ahead and eat it if it's that important to you. Go ahead. I don't care. I wash my feet of the whole business.
You're not going to stop me?
No.
Well, you're supposed to stop me. You promised.
Well, I break my promise.
Valky, you said Amebiot never breaks his promise.
Well, Amebiot never lived with you. On Meepos, when you ask somebody to help you, you let them help you. You don't fight them. You are the one that want to lose weight, and you make me do all the work. You lied to me, and you tricked me, and now this. You have made our living room into a 7-Eleven. And I can't take it anymore. I haven't got time for the pain. So, I'm breaking my promise. There, I hope you're happy. You make me the first Nibiot in history to break a promise.
Valky, I'm sorry I did this to you. When I asked you for help, I meant it. It's that I never had to lose weight before. Whenever people said how hard it was, I never understood why they didn't just eat less. But the past few days, I've learned how hard it is. I should never have made you take all the responsibility. I wish there was some way I could make it up to you.
Well, there is one way.
There is? I'll do anything.
You could go back on the diet.
I can't do that.
Well, then, I just have to be a Nibiot without honor. I suppose I could get used to wearing the hood.
The hood?
Yes, it's made from stinky, itchy goat hair, and it makes your skin break out, but that don't matter so much because no one will ever see my face again.
All right, I'll go back on the diet.
Okay.
Hurry up! The sooner you weigh yourself, the sooner we can get something to eat.
Larry, you look great.
Yeah, have you lost weight?
Marianne, he's been on a diet.
Oh, right.
Come on, Cousin, we want to see how much less there is of you.
All right, now, you know, the important thing is not whether I've gained or lost weight. It's that I've grown as a person. The inner me is stronger.
Well, we want to see how much the outer you weighs.
Well, my self-esteem does not depend on a bunch of numbers on a scale. Yes! Yes! I did it! I lost 7 pounds. Come on, let's go to dinner.